Yes, Carol, everything's wonderful. Fine. Yes, Philip is home. Oh, and Carol, he really misses you terribly.
Grandma!
Yeah, just...
Grandma, I just broke my shoelace. Do we have any extra ones?
Yeah, in your top drawer. Honey, your mother's calling from Cleveland. She wants to talk to you.
Can't talk now. My date's gonna be here any minute.
Philip, it's been 2 weeks since she's seen you. She wants to talk to you.
Hi, Mom. I love you. Goodbye.
Carol? No, he isn't on anything. No. Carol, Philip, your little boy is in L-O-V-E. Yes, he's in love for the first time. No, it's not Samantha. I don't know, it's some new girl. I haven't met her yet. Her name is Diane Harding. Yeah, aw, Carol, it's so sweet. You know, it reminds me of the first time I fell in love. I don't know whether I ever told you about him. His name was Dwayne Parrish. Yes, and yes, I know this is long distance and you're paying for the call. He was on our high school gym team. Beautiful, but what do you mean you couldn't care less? I'll tell you, Dwayne was a hell of a lot more exciting than that little squirt that you first brought home. Carol! Hello? Hello? Would you believe it, Walter? My own daughter hung up on me. Maybe I should have breastfed her.
Is Philip really that nuts about this new girl?
Oh, crazy about her. And apparently she feels the same way about him, because Philip told me that she agreed to go study with him. Oh, Walter, 15 years old. What a beautiful time in his life.
You can say that again. I know what it's like to be in love in 15. I went through it myself.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad you understand. Philip needs $20 for his date.
$20 for a date?
Honey, you just said you went through the same thing yourself.
Yeah, but it only cost me a quarter for Crazy Shirley on the roof.
Walter, you romantic devil, you. Now I know why you took me to the Starlight Roof on our first date. Thought you'd get lucky with Crazy Maud. Only I wasn't crazy and you weren't lucky. So fork over the money.
Grandma, does this tie look okay with this jacket?
Oh, no, honey, that's much too dressy. Here, this one will be perfect.
Oh, that's my new tie!
Honey, this is an important night for Philip.
Okay, but be careful with that tie, Philip. Don't leave it anywhere.
He's not going to be taking off the tie. His date isn't with Crazy Shirley. Sweetheart, what time is it? Aren't you late?
Oh, I still have about 5 minutes left.
Philip.
What's the matter, Grandma?
Philip, you are wearing a Mickey Mouse watch.
Well, it's the only one I have.
Philip, you can't go out on an important date with a Mickey Mouse watch.
Maud!
Oh, only little boys wear Mickey Mouse watches.
Maud!
This one's a Donald Duck.
Wilder, what are you doing with a Donald Duck watch?
For one thing, it's not Donald Duck. It's Dicky Duck.
Ah.
A salesman gave it to me as a gag. But it keeps darn good time. And it has an alarm. You set it for a certain time and it quacks.
I am married to a man who wears a watch that quacks. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in our moment of strife...
Okay, Maud, okay!
Grandma, do we have any brown shoe polish?
Oh, Philip, you're not wearing brown shoes.
Well, they're the only decent shoes I've got.
Philip, young men wear black shoes in the evening.
Oh, would you leave him alone? If he doesn't have any black shoes, he doesn't have any black shoes. What are you doing? Oh, are you out of your mind? Philip can't wear my shoes. They're too big for him.
Not anymore.
First my tie, then my shoes. Anything else you need?
Walter, you don't have a runny nose, do you?
No.
Good. Philip, this should add a nice touch to your outfit.
His outfit, it's my outfit. Maybe I should go out on the date.
Walter, don't be ridiculous. You can't go out looking like that.
must be Diane. I told her to honk and I come out to the car.
The car?
Oh, someone's driving us. Oh, no, it's Sam.
Samantha? Well, honey, let her in.
No, I told her this afternoon on the phone that I had the 24-hour flu. Grandma, get rid of her.
Philip, I don't understand.
I don't want Sam to know that I'm going out with another girl. Grandpa, you know about women. You're a man of the world.
Well, I guess you could call me a man of the world.
Man of the world. Philip, why did you lie to Sam? I mean, don't you like her anymore?
Well, sure. I mean, I like her a lot. Not the way I like Diane. Sam's just a kid.
Look, Philip, we have to answer the door.
Grandma, don't fail me. I tell her I'm sick and I can't see her.
I mean, can you believe that, kid? He actually wants you to lie for him.
Well, he's still young. Hello, Sam. How nice. Come on in, dear.
Thanks, Mrs. Finley. Hi, Mr. Finley. I thought I'd come over because Philip sounded so awful on the phone. Do you really think it's the 24-hour flu?
Sam, we're not going to lie. It's not the flu.
It's not? Well, what is it?
Tell him, Ward.
It's double pneumonia.
Double pneumonia?
Walter, I didn't want to tell you. I thought it would upset you too much.
Well, shouldn't Philip be in the hospital or something?
Oh, no, no, no. He'll be on his feet in no time. It's just the 24-hour double pneumonia. But no visitors tonight. I'll tell Philip that you came by. Sam, thanks so much. Good night.
Good night. You know, Mr. Finley, things like this are very easy to catch. You shouldn't be walking around without shoes.
Maud, why did you lie to that girl?
Well, for one thing, Walter, I like to lie. I'm very good at it.
Maud!
All right, maybe I shouldn't have lied to Sam, but I didn't want her to be hurt. I want everything to go smoothly tonight. Honey, Philip, my grandson is in love for the first time. This is a very important night for him. Probably Diane.
Boy, in my time, no 15-year-old girl would be allowed to go over to a boy's house and pick him up. Except for Crazy Shirley, she'd pick you up anywhere.
Mrs. Finley?
Yes?
I'm Diane Harding.
You're Diane Harding?
Yes, I'm sorry I'm late, but my roommate and I were moving into our new apartment.
You're Diane Harding?
Diane, I thought you were going to honk.
Hi, Philip.
You're Diane Harding?
Yeah.
So you're Diane Harding. I'm Mr. Finley, although you'd probably be more comfortable calling me Walter.
He's my grandfather, and this is my grandmother.
Very happy to meet you both.
You're the Diane Harding who is going steady with Philip?
Uh-huh.
For some reason, you do not look 15.
Well, that's probably because I'm 19.
But you won't be 19 till next month.
You're 19, and you're in Philip's class at school?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm a freshman at Hunter College. I'm majoring in law.
Oh. Are you familiar with the Mann Act? Oh, yes, yes, Walter. I was wondering when you were going to say something. Diane, Mr. Findlay has something to say to you, Walter. Damn it!
We better get going. I made the dinner reservation for 7.
Yes, nice meeting you both.
Run after them! Save Philip from that woman!
I can't, Maud. He's wearing my shoes! Hi, Maud. Is Philip home yet?
No, darling, it's after 6. I'm afraid that Diane may have picked him up after school. Oh, Walter, why didn't you talk to him this morning the way I asked you to?
I did talk to him.
Oh, good. Did you straighten everything out?
I think I did.
What did you say to him?
Well, we talked about the age difference. Then I told him that no matter how blonde this Diane is or how cute she is, you know, with that little turned-up nose and those full lips, and no matter how terrific her figure is, forget the sensational legs, I said he shouldn't see her anymore.
No, you shouldn't see her anymore.
Hi.
Hi, folks. Marty, we heard the news. Too bad.
Oh, Maude, we're just so sorry for you.
Sorry for what?
Well, the minute Carol goes out of town and you're left in charge of your grandson, he starts running around with an older woman. Well, you must feel just awful. I'd like to tell you not to blame yourself, but what good would that do? You've got to blame yourself when you can't even control your own grandson. Poor old granny. I remember when I was about 19, there was this young boy who lived next door, and he was always coming over to my house, you know, and hanging around, and Mother said, "Now, Vivian, don't worry, it's just puppy love." And you know what? She was right. He loved my puppy.
Please, Viv, I am in no mood for jokes.
Marty, let me talk as a doctor.
Arthur, I just said I'm in no mood for jokes. Look, I don't think any of you really understands. I mean, I can see where a young boy might become interested in an older woman. That's normal. But what does she see in Philip? I mean, what is she getting out of this?
I think I can answer that one, Marty. Actually, although it's not always socially acceptable, it's not unusual for women to be attracted to younger men. I remember when I was a young intern at Community General, there was this nurse, Colette Bordeaux. She was French. Well, needless to say, I was a good-looking stud. And Colette, being French, took a shine to me. She was always trying to get me alone. Once, we were both on the night shift. She actually tried to get me to have a glass of champagne with her in the linen closet. Well, as I said, it's not unusual for an older woman to be attracted to a younger man.
How old was Colette?
63. But I must say, she certainly didn't look it. At least not in the linen closet.
Arthur Harmon. Hi.
Oh, hi, Philip.
Philip, where have you been? Why didn't you call?
Oh, well, Diane and I were just downtown. They didn't have a payphone at the jewelry store.
You were in a jewelry store? Philip, forgive me, but every time I think of a jewelry store, I think of rings, commitments. Please relieve my mind, Philip. Tell me that you and Diane just went into that store to hold it up.
We were just looking around until I found out what she liked. Then I snuck back and bought it for her. Do you like it? It's a gold anklet.
Oh.
Gold anklet.
Philip, that looks awfully expensive.
Oh, it was only $32.
You spent $32 out of your savings on a gold anklet for a 19-year-old girl?
I don't get it. Why is age so important?
Philip, you can be hurt. Look, don't listen to me, Philip. What am I? I'm just a loving grandmother trying to do her best. Listen to Dr. Harmon. He just told us a heartbreaking story. Arthur, that tragic story about you and the older woman.
Older woman?
Colette.
Oh, yeah, Frenchie. Well, it's a situation something like you have with Diane, Philip. She was only interested in one thing from me. See, I arouse certain desires in her. Well, you know what that means.
Wow. Maybe I should have bought her a more expensive gift.
Come on, Vivian. I can't do any good here. Philip is not interested in benefiting from my experience.
Philip! Stay out of linen closets.
Well, I better get dressed. Diane's picking me up in 10 minutes.
Philip, how can I get through to you? Look, I suppose that you're probably the only boy in the 11th grade who is going around with a college girl, and I suppose that makes you look like a big man to the other boys.
Well, it makes me look pretty good to the girls, too.
Walter, help.
Philip,
You remember this morning when I had this man-to-man talk with you about Diane? Remember what I said about her?
I sure do.
Well, forget that.
Would someone please tell me what's so wrong about going out with Diane?
Look, Philip, I don't want to interfere in your life. I really don't, Philip. But your going around with Diane is wrong. Now, it is very difficult for me to explain why. Philip, I just wish you'd trust me and break off with her.
Grandma, if that's what you want, I'm glad you told me. Because any advice you give me is always good advice. You know, I think I'm pretty lucky to have you as a grandmother. And if you weren't my grandmother, I'd want you for my friend. Well, I better go get ready for my date with Diane.
Philip.
You punk!
Don't feel bad, Maud. You know, I once saw John Boy pull that same thing on Grandma Walton.
It's that woman.
I'll get it.
Good evening, Mr. Finley.
Walter. Walter.
Hello, Mrs. Finley.
Oh, hello, dear. Philip should be down in a moment. He's running a little late. His Mickey Mouse watch stopped.
I've got a Dickie Duck watch.
Oh, that's darling.
Walter, I'd like to speak with Diane for a few minutes. Do you mind?
No, I'll just set my watch. When you hear Dickie quacking, you'll know your time is up.
It's easy to see where Philip gets a sense of humor.
No, it isn't. Look, Diane, I'll be blunt. I do not like your going out with Philip. I'm afraid you're exploiting him.
Exploiting him? Mrs. Finley, that's not true.
Well, what else would you call it when a 19-year-old woman goes out with a little boy?
Oh, he may be young, but he's a lot more fun on a date than most of the college men I've been out with.
Philip is more fun than college men? How?
Well, I don't know. We just have a lot in common, that's all.
A lot? You and Philip? Name one thing. What, do you both read the same books?
Well, no.
Do you have the same friends?
Well, no, but...
Well, tell me then, name one thing that you and Philip have in common.
We both love Star Wars.
Star Wars. That's hardly anything to base a relationship on. My husband adores, don't forget that. Look, admit it, Diane, you should be spending your time with men your own age.
Oh, sure. That's what my parents always say. Date college men. Well, college men only have one thing on their minds. I'm tired of fighting my way out of parked cars.
You mean you don't like the pressure?
I hate it.
But you don't feel that with Philip, you're in control.
Yeah.
Diane, do you hear yourself? You go out with Philip because he's safe.
Well, all right. So what if that's true? What's so terrible about going out with someone because he's safe? And sweet and adorable?
Safe? You go out with me just because I'm safe, sweet, and adorable? What a rotten thing to say about a guy.
Philip, I'm sorry.
Look, Diane, if you feel that I'm safe, we're just gonna have to stop dating. I've got my reputation to think about.
Diane, you will find a wonderful boy your own age who won't put this pressure on you, but you have to keep looking. You know, I fought my way out of hundreds of parked cars. And then I found a sensitive, feeling, mature... But he died. That's how I got together with Dickie Duck here.
Time's up, Maud.
Yes, Walter, we know.
Philip. Goodbye, Philip. Good night, Mrs. Finley. Mr. Finley?
Walter.
Wow. What a kick in the pants to find out you're safe.
Oh, come on, honey. Soon you'll grow into your grandfather's shoes and then you can be dangerous, too.
And I spent $32 on this gold anklet.
Hey, you know what, Philip? Why don't you give it to Samantha?
Yeah, I should. She doesn't think I'm too safe.
Why don't you call her and tell her we'll pick her up? Your grandfather's taking us all out for chili burgers tonight. Right, Walter? Walter?
Walter, get away from that girl's car!